I'd like you to each draw your awareness back to yourself, to your breath. And notice if your breath is shallow or deeper, or even deeper, deeper. If it's shallow, you'll need to spend a little time relaxing your body, feeling your breath deepening into your belly and your diaphragm, because there is no way to relax into a deep state if your breath is shallow. That is one of the first things that you need to notice. Let it inform you. It gives you a relative read on the stress in your body. So if your breath is up high in the chest and you're short of breath, let's say, if you start to focus on it, that gives you an indication of your stress level, of the tension in the body, of the fight-flight nervous system. And so the first thing to do is become aware of your belly, become aware of your diaphragm, your spine, your torso, and again, very gently, not with a self-critical attitude, not with the attitude of a taskmaster, but with an attitude of someone who has all the time in the world, that you're not rushed, that this is a timeless moment. The stress of time in our culture is enormous. And you can feel that in the background. It's like the white rabbit in Alice in Wonderland. I'm late for a very important date. Time to say hello, goodbye, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And that's what's going on with the stress of time. That's why it's very important to designate a time, and maybe it's only 10 minutes, maybe it's 15 minutes, whatever you can fit in your schedule, but you schedule a time to be timeless without the stress of time. And without the stress of time, that pressure, the urgency, the trying to get something done quickly, the impatience starts to drop away. And you'll notice your breath getting deeper. Your belly will start to expand and contract. Your diaphragm will start to move. And you want that to happen naturally, because if you try and push it or make it happen, it only adds more stress. So it's a matter of releasing into it, allowing it. And you really have to drop out of time into timelessness. Timelessness gives you space. And it allows you to be with yourself without the voice of the external world intruding, taking over, invading your physiology, your peace, your tranquility, overshadowing your light, your brilliance, your intuition, and your creativity. Timeless. Give yourself permission to be outside of time. I'll be quiet for a moment. And allow yourself to feel this. Notice your skin. Is your skin softening and starting to breathe? Are your muscles getting a little heavier? Are you noticing that you're more internal than external? Now, this is the biggest hump to get over, is shifting from the external, time-driven life to the internal, timeless life. We're dropping off the grid, out of the matrix, and you're coming back within your own true constellation of being. You have a natural energy flow. You have a natural energy field that, when allowed to, will restore itself, re-energize itself, and help you feel whole and wonderful. It's not whole and you sink into like an abyss of nothingness. It's whole and wonderful. There's a happiness to it. There's a bliss to it. When we feel like we've returned to our natural settings. And sometimes that takes a whole week of vacation. Have you ever noticed that when you go on vacation, that it takes almost a whole week to release the whole world? That it takes a week to relax and you need a second week to really enjoy the vacation? I know that's how it feels to me. Breathe, feel your belly. Notice your lower back expanding and contracting with the breath too. And if you need to adjust your back, if you need to adjust the curves in your back, we're not trying to have a perfectly straight back. We're actually trying to return to the natural curvature of the spine. So you do have an indent in the lower back. You have one that goes in the upper cervical area from the upper shoulders to the back of the head. You have an outer curve in the middle of the back behind the heart, giving space to the heart and lungs. And then you have an outer curve coming out from the sacral area through the pelvis to give space to all the organs in that pelvic area. So we're not looking for a perfectly straight back. We're looking for the natural curvature. We're looking for the natural alignment of the muscles, the tissues, the organs, the breath coming back together. Beautiful. So again, we're kind of busting some myths about meditation, about holding your spine totally erect. You really want that natural curvature to find its right place. What really happens with all the stress and strain is that the spine and all the organs get pulled out of alignment. And we'll have some pulls to the right and pulls to the left and to the front and to the back. And it actually disturbs the functioning of your organs, the blood flow, the lymph flow. And so we want to open up all those impedances. We want to return to the most natural position we can be in. Now notice if you're holding your knees together too closely with your feet on the ground, and whether your lower back is informing you to open up the space between your feet. And if so, find that comfortable place. Allow yourself to move and adjust. There's nothing that says that meditation has to be rigid. That's very important. And you're allowed to move and adjust as you come in more intimate relationship with yourself. You're receiving more information when you turn within. And so when you turn within and you find that you've been holding tension in a certain part of your body, you want to make sure that you release that. You may have to do a little shoulder roll or a neck roll or a little stretch in the lower back, or wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, rotate your wrists. That's all good. That's all part of moving in towards greater intimacy with yourself, greater mind-body harmony, relaxation, and smoothing out into that deeper concentration. And feel the breath, feel the lower back with movement in it, the belly with movement in it, the pelvic ligaments opening up, getting some breath in there, air, movement, resiliency. Everything in your body should feel somewhat like a rubber band, that with every breath there's a stretch, and with every release there's a contraction. Everything should be moving and breathing in a vibrant way. That type of natural restoration actually produces tranquility, because your body is working in the most efficient way it knows how to, in its most natural way, and it's released the tension, so it's happy to return to its fullness and its integration. Sit for a moment and enjoy and let yourself be informed. Each person will feel a different part of their body, a little more congested, a little more tense. Notice the jaw, notice the shoulders, notice the diaphragm, the chest. Notice the knees, the hips, the feet. If there's any inclination in the fingers or the toes to clench, which we're usually very unconscious of, invite those fingers and toes to soften and release. And now, become aware of your bubble, your energy field. Now, this is something you just sense. You don't have to see it, but you can know that it is there. And it's by sensing or intuiting. Now we each have an energy field that our body resides within. It doesn't encircle the body. I want to make this very clear. The energy field doesn't exists because the body exists. The body exists because the energy field exists. So you reside within an energy field. You don't create it. There we go. And you'll notice when you become aware of your energy field, And it's usually the expanse of your wingspan, the width of your arms stretched out to the side, which I think is very interesting because it's usually about 6 feet, which is what we've been instructed to do to maintain correct social distancing during this time of the virus. Now, it's kind of interesting that they're making us aware of that 6 foot sphere that we exist in. And on a certain level, we're becoming very aware of like the 3 feet all around us on every side. Whether we like it or not, there is this awareness of this distance being inserted into the consciousness of humanity right now. I find it very interesting that it coincides with the average size of the energy field. Now, when our energy field collapses, when it gets smaller and it loses energy, where we drain energy, that's when we feel tired, get sick, feel depressed, have all kinds of anxious thoughts, can't clear, confused, insecure. And when the energy field is nicely plumped up, we feel good about ourselves. Now, my daughter, my youngest daughter, she was about 8 years old, and she had gone to a friend's house after school. And I picked her up at 5 o'clock before dinner, and she got in the car, and she was just not herself. This was a happy kid that was not happy. I said, "What's going on with you? What happened at Linda's house?" And she said, "Linda was leaning on my bubble too hard." And I'm sure you can each relate to that. That came out of her mouth without ever knowing about energy fields. She described what that feeling of being imposed on, with being overwhelmed with someone else's energy and their possible, you know, control and trying to direct and not giving her space to be who she is. And she described it as having someone lean on her bubble too hard. And so when we got back when we were in the car, you know, I had her give her a little cues to come back to herself and expand her bubble, which she was able to do and continues to this day, 30 years later, still knowing how to maintain her bubble. She never wanted to feel that again. So breathe again, feel that space around you. Be quiet. And it's amazing what we discover when we get quieter within. We may uncover more feelings that were unprocessed, unresolved. We may uncover unfinished business. We may recover the idea that we prefer to be in another place than we are right now. And this is why when I sit to meditate, I have a little pad and pen with me so that I can jot down anything that needs to be attended to, feelings, thoughts, business. It's totally usual. It happens that when you get quiet, all the things that are rattling around that are unfinished will come to your mind. And this can include things that are recent or very distant in the past. And There's a term for this, which is called recapitulation. And if anyone read the Don Juan books in the early 70s, he had his students go through this recapitulation process. And what it means is coming clean with yourself, kind of cleaning up your consciousness the way that you clean up your house or your car. So when you get quiet, anything that's floating around will naturally come up. You write it down on your pad. You may not know what to do with it. You could ask for guidance. You can just completely say, I have no idea what to do with this. I don't know how to even approach it. I'm going to write it down. And I want some inspiration and guidance on how to work with this. Because things can become overwhelming. But you ask for guidance. But you need to know that when you do get quiet within it first, all this material is going to come up. And it should not stop you from going deeper. You know the lay of the land. You know it'll come up. You have a way of dealing with it so that it doesn't have to become an obstacle. It just becomes something to write down to be dealt with later. And you may be able to feel a little more energy, a little more spaciousness. You may feel a little more vaporous. That's good. Starting to air out, spread out into that field. Take up your full sphere of space. And think about when you're talking to some people in the old days when we were allowed to be with people, and what it felt like if someone got too close to you. It was an uncomfortable feeling. Now, every person has a different distance that is comfortable or not comfortable, but notice yours and note how you don't like that somehow that person has invaded your space to a point of your discomfort. And the same thing you can note here is what an expansive field feels like. How comfortable you can feel residing within the sphere of energy, within your sphere of being. And notice if your body wants to shift, if certain muscles are releasing, if you're sensing a lightness or a brightness, if your body's sitting more comfortably in the chair. And breathe. And let your body begin to breathe you. This is the art of breathing. All by itself, the body will breathe you. See if you can sink into that state where your body is breathing without your instruction, without your attention. And sink into that feeling. This is a practice of allowing your natural state to return. Your body knows how to breathe, and begin trusting your body. Trust is the key word. Place trust in your breath. Trust in your body. Say hi to all your internal organs. Trust that they know how to do what they are meant to do. Say hi to your eyes, your brain, your nerves, your nose, your mouth, your bones, your heart, your lungs. Say hi. Trust that given the opportunity, they will come back to full functioning. Trust the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas. Say hi to the small intestine and the large intestine. Let yourself feel a connection intuitively with the inside of your body. Say hi to the reproductive organs, the bladder, the kidneys. Endocrine glands, the pituitary and pineal, the thyroid, the adrenals. The reproductive organs, the pancreas. I forgot the one on the chest. And it's developing an intimate sense with your body. Now, we live in our bodies as if we're outside of our skin. And the reality is your consciousness is throughout every cell, every atom of your body. So there's a part of your consciousness that is in the heart, that's in a lung, in a kidney. And if you get quiet enough, you can sense how that kidney and you are one. We walk around thinking that the interior of our body is this vast dark space that's impenetrable, that we need a MRI, stethoscope, or ultrasound to see inside. You're already in there. And just see if you can make a little connection to one of your organs. Just say hi and allow yourself to jump in there. Take up space on the inside of the body and take up space on the outside of the body. Very good. We'll sit quietly for a few moments. No time pressure. Nice. Very nice connection within. And now we're going to gently come out of the meditation. And we do this gently. You don't want to be jarred out of a meditation. You don't want to jump out of it quickly. It's like, just like you don't like to be woken up suddenly. Suddenly you want to gently come back to the surface. But we don't come back to the surface and forget what we connected to. We begin to include this awareness subtly in the background, but not put behind a door and compartmentalized. So that during the day you can remember, oh, let's see if I soften, if I feel my belly, if I feel my diaphragm, I can lower down and reconnect to that feeling to restore yourself in the middle of the chaos. So again, we're keeping this accessible in the background, but not behind a closed door. And now gently wiggle your fingers a little bit, wiggle your toes, gently, gently, gently. Feel your breath, feel your mind come back online a bit. Take a few deep breaths and open your eyes. You'll still feel inside, within that timeless space, that's okay. But I do want you to note what happens to you when you jump back into time. And you do not have to be ruled by time in a stressful way. And so each person has to find their relationship to the stress of time. It's not an absolute given. I found out that I can do just as much feeling timeless as I do when I feel time constricted. It doesn't determine how much I get done. In fact, when I feel timeless, there's more room for magic and synchronicity and guidance and help to come in. Okay, take a deeper breath, move your arms, move your legs, stretch.